Now we got plenty of gators out here. You get anywhere from 6 inches long to 14 feet, anywhere from a few ounces to a ton. And I'll be showing you plenty more on down the river. Out on your left, blackbird with his wings spread it out. That's the Nhinga. Nhinga, what a turkey, a snake bird. Now most of the Nhingas had to dry their wings a period of time before they can fly. They don't have too many oil glands in the wings. Male have a black neck, female have a light brown. On your right, coming up, little white birds. Those are the white ibis. White ibis on your right. Their main diet is apple snails. Out on your left, the big black birds in the very top of the cypress. Those are the vultures. Those are the vultures. Some people call them plain old buzzards. A vulture known as the undertaker heifer. Now we have two types of vultures out here. We have the turkey vultures, also the black vultures. Turkey vultures have a red head, black vultures have a black head. And I'm pretty sure everyone know what vultures feed off of. Anything that's dead. Vultures beheaded a boat in the top of the cypress. Turkey vultures have a red head, black vultures have a black head. Alligator on your left, coming up on the hill. Look on your left on the hill, alligator. Laying around looking lazy. Get a territory. Well, a box to your left is the home of the wood duck. Vultures flying off on your left. On your left again, coming up, we have the Nhinga. Black bird with his wings all spread out. The Nhinga. Now, if you notice, his body's furry and his wings and tail a feather. On your left, the big brownish looking bird coming up. That's the cormorant. Cormorant. Cormorant, they have a very expensive taste. They feed on bass. And the Nhinga to your left on the branch with his wings all spreaded out. Home of the wood duck coming up on your left again. I've been told the female wood duck flying those boxes is about 25 miles an hour. Really don't know, never see them do it. They must have a pretty good headache remitted inside those boxes. But a whitish looking brush is on your right there. They call it the salt brush on your right. Little bird on your left down into the water coming up with the little red beak. That's the gallinule. On your right, the great blue heron. Big grayish looking bird. Get about 4 feet, have a wing spread of 72 inches long. That's the largest bird in the heron family. Off to your left, far left, the big white bird, that's the American egret. The American egret. Also on your right, coming up out there with those boats. That's where they're supposed to fix our boats on your right. That's where they're supposed to fix our boats. Little white birds on your right, white ibis coming up again, white ibis. Little brown bird, white spots, that's the limpkin. Limpkin. Both main diet is apple snails. And the Nhinga on your left, black bird, and the Nhinga to your left. What a turkey, a snake bird. Oh, we have a gallinule to your left. Little bird, little black bird with a little reddish beak. A gallinule. We have the wood ducks to your left, the widgeons. Brown ducks with the little black teeth on the wings there. Those are the widgeons. Yellow to your left again. Coming up out on your right, the big clean area coming up is the feeding ground for a deer, turkey, red coon, possum, and other wildlife. And in that cage, if you look in the rear of the cage, you'll see a 500-pound Florida lazy black bear in the cage. Her name is Algie. She's about 10 years old. Do just whatever she's pleased. They feed her Jim Dandy and honey. Well, of course, she's in this cage for home protection and a whole lot else. 500-pound Florida lazy black bear in the rear of the cage there. In the very rear of the cage. On your left, coming up into the grass, a little black bird with a little white beak. That's the American coot. Some people call them mud hens. The American coot. To your far left on the log, got a few turtles. Few turtles straight across on the log to your left. Screeching neck turtles, soup size on the log. Now the big cypress on your right with the split in the middle of it. Scientists estimate that tree to be over 2,000 years old. The big cypress on your right estimated to be over 2,000 years old. Gallinoa's on your right. From time to time, you might glimpse down into the water, see a large coop of gray-looking fish. Those are mullet. Now we have 14 different kind of freshwater fish out here. We have the alligator gar, catfish, shycracker, bass, brim, walmart, mullet, just to name a few. On your left, coming up again, little black birds, those are the American coots, known as the mud hen. White ibis on your right, white birds. Lincoln flying beheaded a boat, brown bird, white spots calling out the Lincoln. They call it the crying bird, the Lincoln. As we make this turn, coming up to your left, tall slender plants on your left and right, those are called bulrush. Lipkin on your right, brown bird, white spots. Coming up out on your right on the log, you'll see a little turtle. Underneath the brush, out on your right there, little turtle, little screeching neck turtle. Got a couple turtles on your right there. Screeching neck turtle. Some people call them yellow belly. On your right, coming up, little brownish-looking bird down into the water. Those are the piebill grebe. Piebill grebe, known as the die dapper. And that's the nickname, die dapper. They love to dive into the water. Another home of the wood duck to your left. Alligator coming up on your right. Look out on your right. Alligator laying into the water on your right. Get anywhere from 6 inches long to 14 feet, anywhere from a few ounces to a ton. Those gators eat wild hog, deer, duck, fish, anything that can get into their mouth, so you better watch your arms and elbows. Another gator on your right. Lost a lady about a week ago, couldn't find nothing but a shoelace. And if you don't believe they's real, I'll let you get off and you can get a wrestle. Little gal I know is on your right. Blackbird on the branch coming up, that's the Anhinga. Anhinga. Navigator to your left at the rear of the boat. Gator territory. Gator coming up on your right again. Alligator on your right coming up. Well, just call the lay around all day looking lazy. Those alligators are very fast. They can outrun a horse on land for a very short distance and outswim any of our boats. We have a gallant on the right taking a bath, little bird with a little reddish beak. Gator on your right. Now those gators have 44 tooth, 22 on the top, 22 on the bottom, and they's always looking out for a handout. On your right, coming up on this log here, we have the Anhinga. Anhinga, a little turtle on the log also there. Little screeched neck turtle. Black bird, the Anhinga, water turkey, or snake bird.
Oh yeah.
Boy, I got a snake on your right. We're gonna back up, get everyone a good look here. On this log, look between the log there. Look between the log on your right here. Down between the log. See, between the log. Cottonmouth water moccasin on your right, between the log. You see where the bird at? Just took off. You see him between the log there. Cottonmouth water moccasin, deadly poison. Well, we have all kind of snakes out here. We have the cottonmouth, water moccasin, mud snake, white oak. Also the banded water snake, just a name of few. Between the log there, you can see him. Watch the brush there. Between the log. Cottonmouth water moccasin. Now, like I say, we got all kind of snakes out here. Cottonmouth, water moccasin, mud snake, white oak. Also the banded water snake. Everyone see him? Sometime we have our snakes fall out the trees into the boat. A little snake in the boat, we got peep in the water. Alligators in the water, we got them right back into the boat. Really no problem. Gator on your right. Like I say, this is gator territory. We're gonna move around a little farther. I know some of you women don't like snakes. And the Hinga on your left again. On your right coming up, we have another alligator coming up on your right. Laying around looking lazy. Now if anybody on board wants an alligator, don't be bashful. Just let me know and I'll drop you off on this tour, come back around on the next. And by then, we'll know who's going back. You are that alligator. Gate on your right there. Little gal I know on your right, the little bird coming up. Meanest little bird in the swamp, whoop any bird, three times its size, going down the river, think nothing of it. The only little bird on the river, pick an alligator dead between the eye. Now they say what make that bird to be the meanest little bird in the swamp is the little reddish beak. But I believe it is the pretty green lime legs. That little bird had the prettiest green lime legs you ever want to see. Wild rice out on your right, tall slender plants into the edge of the water. Wild rice. On your right, coming up there, a little tall pointed stub sticking out the water. Those are called cypress knees. Cypress knees, and I'm pretty sure you know anything about cypress. Cypress makes some beautiful furniture. That's the root system of the big cypress. That's where they get the air from. That's how they get to live to be so old. lot of Gallinoa on you, alright? Gallinoa. Common Gallinoa, some people call them the Florida Gallinoa since they live around here in Florida. Another gate on your right there. Look on your right. Gate on your right. Those alligators just love this good Florida sunshine. And Hinga on your right just went down into the water. The Hinga water turkey or snake bird. Another gator on your right, on the hill on your right. So we have the comrades coming up on your right, the big brownish looking birds, comrade. Gallinoa on your right again. Limpkin out on your right, brown bird, white spots, the limpkin, third red bird in the United States. Our main diet is apple snails. Vultures beheaded about in the top of the cypress, plain old buzzards. Another gator out on your right underneath the brush. Now if you look pretty close, you might spot a few baby gators underneath the brush also. See them underneath the brush, little baby gators. Whenever they have little alligators, they have about 25. Half don't survive, but like they say, life must go on. And life shall go on. We're now entering what we call the back jungle. Walk Color Spring back jungle. Back in the early 40s, a little bit before my time, a man named Johnny Weissmuller shot some of his Tarzan movies back out in here. Also in the 50s, the creature from the Black Lagoon. Now, since then, they had another of them pictures, Airport 77 and Joe Panther. It's about 5-6 feet of water below us here. Purple Gallinoa on your right. On your left, coming up the big white bird, the American Egret. On your left, coming up, the big white bird, the American Egret. We also have the Anhinga on the branch. Anhinga, water turkey, our snake bird. Our main diet is fish. She speared a fish with a sharp pointed beak, take them, beat them on the side of a tree or branch, and toss them into the air, swallow them whole head first. You'll have to see it to believe it. Now, coming up there, beheaded the boat, we have a cabbage palm leaning over the water. Cabbage palm leaning over the water beheaded the boat. And believe it or not, I've been told that's where Johnny Weissmuller had his treehouse. That's where Tarzan come down swinging, hollering, and carrying on. With a little imagination, you can see him swinging from tree to tree. White ibis flying beheaded the boat. the Hinga on your left coming up. And the Hinga on your left, with the wings all spread out. And if you notice, the body's furry and the wings and tail are feathered. Wild roses coming up on your right on the side of the cypress. Wild roses. Gallinoa on your right coming up again, the Gallinoa. Well, from time to time you might glimpse on your right, left on the hill, or down into the water. You might spot a few more alligators. This is gator territory. And if you ever come down and go swimming, swim out too far. They don't have to do but blow the whistle, tell you to look up. They don't have to tell you to turn around and come back. You see, those alligators is the lifeguard on this side. Get on your right there, look on your right. He's the lifeguard on this side. So if you ever come down and go swimming, don't swim out too far. Another gate on your right there. Always laying around waiting on a handout. And hang up on the brush there. As you look behind the boat there, you see the spring itself. 185 feet of water flowing, 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Right along in here, drop off about 45, 50 feet. And then it'll drop off to 125 feet. Right along in here, where the Lord Airport 77 took some very important underwater shots. Also, the creature from the Black Lagoon. That's their diving tower on your right there, about 33 feet. And if you ever come down and go swimming, the only thing you had to worry about is coming up. You don't have to worry about coming down. 185 feet of water. This is the largest explorer spring in the world, Walk Color. And the Walk Color's old Indian name that means strange and mysterious water. Those ducks to the left there, those are the widgeons. Well, folks, at this time, I hate to say, our tour is about to come to an end. Hope everyone enjoyed it and learned some about the birth and wildlife out here. Y'all all come back, bring your friends, because you's always welcome at Walk Color Spring. Now put it into the dock, watch yours and elbows. You see, they don't give us too much room to come in. Sometime I do it, sometime I don't. And I hope all those pictures come out good.